गीत गोविंद पार्ट इज वेरी
डीप
डीप वेरी डीप बियॉन्ड आवर लिमिटेशन ऑफ आवर थिंकिंग. धीर समीरे जमुना तीरे बसति बने वनमाली. ओ यू नो वनमाली हु इज ही? ओ वेरी लॉन्ग flowers, belly, chameli, yui, and some lips, very
soft
and sweet. Oh, Srimati Radhika with her own hand he has made it and given. So Banmali is very beautiful, but where he is? Where he is? Jamuna Tire.
Dheera
Samire. On the bank of very beautiful crooked Yamuna. And in a kunj he is there, waiting eagerly for anyone, his heart. He cannot express. Basati bani banumadi. Why? For this, that kirtan is done. Haririha biharati. Hari Sarasabashanti. Oh, time is Basanta Ritu.
Springtime.
All kinds of flowers, whether in winter, whether in summer, in rainy or in, all are simultaneously in Vrindavan. Oh, full of that flowers. Sarasa. Saras means full of?
With ras.
What is ras? Transcendental.
Mellow.
And Hari, who can take the heart of all the gopis, especially of Radha. That is Hari, Krishna himself, Banmali. Eagerly waiting. Oh, sometimes weeping. Now Radhika has come and he is dancing, he is what, singing, and he is giving sadhu bhav to
praising Srimati Radhika.
Radhika and all the Haririya Saras Vashanti. Kartal tal balay nupurad. Kartal tal. Nupur, Balayavali, these are of Radhika, like very good tune of Kartal. And both are singing. See, Krishna sings in fifth, Sare Gama, and Radhika begins from there. Sare Gama Padhani. And Krishna, oh, you are sadhu. Very interesting. If you want to make your heart saras, then shunu madhura komala kanta padavalim si jayadi. If you want to make your heart full of rush, full of joy, and to serve, and to understand the kala bilas of Radhika Krishna, then you must read. But in the guidance of high class of any Vaishnava, like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu like to sing all these things, or in the guidance of whom? Lalita Vishakha, that is? Thank you. Now, you. This is our aim and object. This is the aim and object. Today we will discuss about process. How can you enter in that process? Jnanati Nirandhasya Jnananjana Salakaya Chakshurunimilitam Jena tasmai shri gurave namah vancha kalpatarubhyascha kripa sindhubhyaiva cha patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namo mahabadannaya krishna prema pradayate krishnaya krishna chaitanya namne gauratpujaye gurave gaurachandraya radhikayai tadale krishnaya krishna bhaktaya tadabhaktaya tavai vasmi najivanu tvaya vina iti vijñāya radhe tvaṁ māṁ charaṇaṁ tipo. First of all, my humble obeisances in the Lord's feet of my Paramaradhyatam Om Vishnupad Sishmad Bhakti Pragyan Kesava Goswami Maharaj. And same in the Lord's feet of my Shiksha Guru Om Vishnupad Sishmad Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaj. I have told you so many times that this is iron
age,
Kali Yuga. Manda, Sumanda Matayo. The Manda Bhagya. What mean? Our fortune is very bad. We are unfortunate. Full of all kinds of unwanted things on earth. Whatever we do to be happy. But by that process, anyone cannot be happy. It is sure. So, in Naimisharanya, all these Shaunak and all other rishis, 88,000 rishis, Asuta Goswami. Who Suta Goswami? Two. One is Lomharshan and Ugrashrava, his son. Not two. First suk.
Not
Lomahar, son. He cannot reply. So it was second, the disciple of Siddha Sukhdeva Goswami. And he is telling, oh, you want that you should be happy. Savai paro dharma. Savai punsan paro dharma. Jato bhakti adhok khaje. Ahetukya apratihata jayatma sam. Oh, your atma will be very happy. Here atma has two meanings. What? One soul, conditioned soul. And his atma, the atma of whole universe. Who is he?
Super soul.
Super soul. That is Krishna himself. If Krishna will be
happy,
then we can be happy. Otherwise, never and never himself a soul cannot be happy. If sun is there in the sky, all things we can see. And we can see also sun. By the mercy of sun, we can see all. If sun is not there, with light, with a hurricane, with fire,
candle,
you cannot see all. You can see yourself, but not others. You cannot see sun. But when the mercy of sun will come, oh, everything will be illuminated. And you can. Similarly, if Krishna is happy, then you can be happy. So, jayatma samprasidati, by both, the soul and super soul can be happy only by what? Unalloyed sarvisha, continuous sarvisha, adhukhaja. This is parodharma. This is the
supreme religion.
Supreme religion of all. But now, like Kali Yuga, we are all covered with Kali Yuga. Worldly desires and desires, sense gratifications and everything. And that is why we are not happy. So we'll have to serve adhokkhaja. But who is adhokkhajari? Ete chansakala punsa krishnastu bhagavanasya indrari vyakulam loka mridayanti yuge. O Supreme Lord, Swayam Bhagavan is who? Krishna himself. And other arts his manifestation. Like Narayan, Ram and others are very kind, unparalleled. But Krishna has four qualities
extra
in him. Rupa Madhuri, Guna Madhuri, Leela Madhuri and Flute Madhuri. Any of his coronations or any one of manifestation, even Ram, even Dwarka Krishna, Mathuresh Krishna has no flute.
They don't know how to play.
Oh, he cannot
pick off.
He's not fond of gopis. Gopis cannot see even then that Krishna. So, oh, Krishna is Swayam Bhagavan. Then how to please him? Anna bhilasita sunya. Jnana karma diyana pritam anukullena krishna bhakti ruttam. Now, our aim and object, we have decided. Like in Srimad Bhagavatam, nigama kalpataru. And by Narada and Vyas Sambhad, not told to Vyas, I know why you are not satisfied, even you have done Brahma Sutra and everything, Srimad Bhagavatam and all these things. Have you written who Krishna was? He was Akhil Rasamrita Sindhu. Have you described anywhere that he can be controlled by Vatsalya Ras, Sakharasu, but more by what? O conjugal love, that is, that mood.
Paramour mood.
Parakiyabhav. Have you written? And what you have written? I don't know all these things. Have you written that Rama was not bounded by anyone? Narayan cannot be bounded. But Yashoda mother bounded him and he was weeping and she was chastising him. The Supreme Lord, have you written?
No,
I have not written. Then what you have written? Have you written that, oh, this Supreme Lord, full of opulences, very beautiful, four qualities, special are there, what? Roop, Gun, Leela and Madhuri. Even that Supreme Lord, oh, gives his head on the lotus feet of Srimati Raj. Have you written? I don't know all this. Then what you know? Oh, you should write all this. But how can I? Oh, only it can be known by bhakti.
Bhakti yoga.
Bhakti yoga. For surrender. And know what is bhakti. Then what is bhakti? Srila Rupa Goswami has concluded all the
definitions
of previous acharyas. Narad, Shandilya, Parashar, and all those have written. And he made his theory. Oh, very excellent. And what was that? Anya bhilasita sunyam jnana karmadi anabritam anukullena krishna bhakti ruttama. This is the process. Its last mode is madanakya mode. And last fraction is shraddha. First we should know what is bhakti. I have explained so many times. But now here also there are so many that not have heard. If even heard, you have. It might be you heard. But not realize, try to realize this. This is the barometer of all bhakti, beginning from shraddha to madanakya mode. So we should know. What is the meaning? Aranya Maharaj. If you cannot understand, you can ask. This is like a class. Don't be.
Briefly describe the meaning of Sri Rupa Goswami Pada's unprecedented and fully comprehensive definition of Shuddha Bhakti, Uttama Bhakti, Anyabhilashita Shunyam, Jnana Kaladena Vritam, Anukulyena Krishnanushikam, Bhakti Uttama. The verse is divided into two parts. First part describes Tathasa Lakshan, or the extrinsic characteristics of Uttama Bhakti. In other words, what Uttama Bhakti isn't. And the second part of the verse describes Swarup Lakshan of Bhakti, that means exactly what Uttama Bhakti is. So here, Bhakti has been described as Anukulyena Krishna Anushranam. Uninterrupted.
Be careful. I can ask from anyone what he is telling. And if you will not answer, then I will take your ears. Stand up. So very carefully you should, anyone, I will not give up on my daughters. Or I can ask from them also. Here presently and very many.
Here, Anushranam means...
Why is it not done? Put it on your head, it's here.
Here,
you can give here.
No. Anushranam means the continuous, uninterrupted, or unbroken flow of all endeavors of the body, mind, words, and of internal emotions, transcendental sentiments. Here, unbroken or uninterrupted indicates that the chittavritti, the tendency of the heart, of the body, mind, and words should flow like a flow of honey from a jar. When we pour water, it may splash here and there. But when we pour honey, it comes out in one thick, unbroken stream. So it is the Swarup Lakshan, the intrinsic characteristic of Uttama Bhakti, that all the endeavors of the body, mind, words, and internal moods are flowing in a thick stream which is completely unbroken in the service of Krishna. The word Anu in Anushranam, this prefix, indicates that it should be continuous and it should be Anugatya. That means under guidance of a liberated acharya, a perfect devotee. Because the conditioned soul in this world, has no relation with Krishna. But if his activities are directed towards the servant of Krishna who has appeared in this world, then his activities can be Krishna Anushilanam, or in connection with Krishna. So it's very important that all the activities of bhakti should be performed under the guidance of a devotee who is perfectly established in his relationship with Krishna. Otherwise, it will fall outside of the definition of pure bhakti. So these endeavors are Nivritti Atma Chastarupa and Pravritti Atma Chastarupa. That means of a positive nature and a negative nature. In other words, only to very enthusiastically engage oneself in all of the angas of bhakti, such as Sravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu Smaram, is not enough. One should also very enthusiastically avoid, like the plague, anything which is against bhakti, anything which is unfavorable to bhakti. Atyahara, Prayasa, Cha, Prajapo, Nima, Graha, all these things. Bad association, speaking the mundane talk.
What is bad association?
Bad association is of two types. One type is the association of Maya bodies, and the other type is the association of ladies, or for ladies, of men, or the association of men who are attached to ladies, and vice versa. These two types of association are completely destructive. Impersonalist Maya bodies and those who are attached to the opposite sex. So, one should make a very hard endeavor to avoid the things which will destroy bhakti, and make a very strong endeavor to accept and follow those practices which are favorable for bhakti. And when this is done continuously by the body, mind and words, being under guidance of a perfect devotee, then it can be called Krishna Anushilanam. A word has been used...
What is the best favorable thing that we must have that thing?
The most favorable thing is Sadhusanga.
Yeah. Understand? But what kind of sadhu?
There are many types of sadhu. But best sadhu is that sadhu who is completely internally absorbed in following and serving the moods of Srila Rupa Goswami Pad. Sajat Srimad Bhagatatanam Asudo Rasita Saha Sajate Ase Snigde Sadhu Sangha Sotobare Srila Rupa Goswami Pad, in describing the 64 angas of bhakti, explained this one, number 61. Srimad Bhagavatam Asvado Rasikasa. One should taste, one should relish the meaning of Srimad Bhagavatam, or as we are doing today, in the association of a Rasik Vaishnav. A Rasik. Oh, who is Rasik? Not who is in Nishta, Ruchi, Asakti, Bhavamayi Bhakti, but more than that, Rasamayi Bhakti. Those actually relishing the transcendental mellows, they're called the rasik. And of the angas of bhakti, number 61, first of all, try to relish the meaning of Srimad Bhagavatam in the association of such a Vaishnav. And sajatayashaye snigde sadhu sangha svatobare. Sadhu sangha has three important features. Svatobare means that sadhu must be more advanced than yourself. Oh, if you have risen and come to the level of being a rasik, then he should be more rasik. So whichever stage one is in, he should be more. That means bare, superior to oneself. And snigda. Snigda means very affectionate. But specifically, snigda means that person with whom you are associating has selected you to be his dayabhak. Dayabhak means that person who will inherit the treasure within his heart. So when we have the association of a Vaishnav who has selected us, I want to make you the heir to the treasure which I have in my heart, then that Vaishnava association is called snigdha, very affectionate, interested in our spiritual life. And the third qualification, sajatiya. Sajatiya means who is perfectly established in that mood for which you are aspiring. If you are aspiring to serve Radha and Krishna or Krishna Chandra in Vrindavan, in the mood of the sakhas, the friends, then you should hear from and associate with a sadhu who internally is realized in that sakharasa. If one wants to serve Radha and Krishna under the guidance of Sri Rupa Manjari, then one should associate with a sadhu who is perfectly serving Radha and Krishna under the guidance of Sri Rupa Manjari. So whatever is your aim and object, try to be in the association of a devotee who is perfect in that mood, and by that association, one can make very rapid advancements. So, anukulyena Krishna anushilanam bhakti uttama. all the endeavors of body, mind and words and of internal sentiments which are meant exclusively for the benefit, for the kalyan of Krishna. In other words, anukul. There is, your mood is completely devoid of any unfavorable elements. Pratikul bhav rahita. This is the meaning of anukul. There is no unfavorable mood in your activities towards Krishna. Then this definition defines the intrinsic characteristic of uttam bhakti. Yet still, if one is observing these things, but he is not observing the tathasta lakshan, which is described in the first line, then his activity, it may be bhakti, but it cannot be called uttam bhakti. It is uttam bhakti when the activity is also anyabhilashita shunyam, completely devoid of even a smell of the slightest desire for anything but the service of Krishna. And jnana kama dhyanabritam. The activities that one is performing must not be covered by karma, jnana, adi, etc. What does it mean? Karma means when we perform some activities to get something in return, material sense gratification in return. And jnana means the knowledge by which one can become liberated from this world and merge with Brahma, Sayujya Mukti. Because one cannot be free from karma and jnana. You have to have some knowledge and you have to do some activity in the world, such as taking bath, passing through, breathing, lighting a fire for cooking. All of these things are karmas, activities. So therefore, karmas must be performed without desire for any gain, and then his activities in this world will not cover his bhakti. The word adi indicates etc. In other words, one's activity should not be covered by fruitive mentality, the desire for liberation, plus yoga, the desire to perform austerities, attain mystic powers, and dry renunciation, and all of these things which are outside the realm of the cultivation of activities which are specifically for Krishna's well-being. So when the tathasta lakshan anyabhilashashunyam jnana kama dhyanabhritam is present, for that person who is following the swarup lakshan anukulyena Krishna anushilanam, then his bhakti can be called bhakti uttama, or transcendental bhakti, that bhakti which is put beyond tama, beyond the darkness of any type of material existence.
Anu?
Mm.
Oh, you have told?
Anu Gatya and Nirantara.
Yeah. Very good, thank you. Now we also think whether we have bhakti or uttama bhakti or not. Even bhakti is rare. What to tell of uttama bhakti? After the mood will come, rati will come, then pure bhakti. Uttama bhakti. Otherwise not. And he explained so good. Now, this is the process. But you cannot realize without explanations more. We should begin from the very beginning point. The last fraction, last but more last, fraction, seed of bhakti. Anyone or brings any seed for market or any reliable source, and he plants in his heart. So went to Guru and begged for seed. Have you Shraddha? No. Then go on. You should get out from here. And if you have Shraddha, then come to me. I will give you seed. What is that seed?
Oh. Desire to serve Krishna.
Desire to serve Krishna. Desire to serve, this is the seed. Oh. There are so many symptoms, external and internal. Internal very deep. you can, or we can, only understand external symptom. That if anyone has planted that seed from Gurudev, taking from Gurudev, first plowing, what plowing?
Cultivating.
Make it is fertile. And then keeping that seed. Then six kind of saranagati, first it will be seen. First. And whether we have this saranagati or not. And what is that? Anukulena Krishna. What is favorable for Krishna? To serve Krishna. Favorable for bhakti. We should strongly accept it. And what is not
favorable,
we should strongly reject. First, association. My father, my mother, my wife, my children, my beloved, anyone can be. But if not favorable, reject like stool. Very strongly. And what is unfavorable, you should reject. And what is favorable, you should. This sankalp be there. And then, rakshasatiti. My Supreme Lord, who is my worshipful deity in my heart, that is Krishna, all-powerful, very sweet. He is very powerful. He can nourish and support us. He can save us from any kind of any trouble, sufferings, or
danger.
You must know, Krishna can do. And then, taking his shelter, that he is so powerful, and if I will surrender myself, he must protect. And then taking shelter, and then Atmanivedan. Atman must surrender fully. What you have? Your words, your body, your senses, everything. You cannot offer him your soul because you don't know what is soul. Whether you want to offer him, dedicate yourself, but you cannot in this stage. Only some upper stage devotees can do. But we cannot now in this stage. By what way may I tell? I am saranagatam.
Surrender.
But you cannot surrender. In the next moment, you will think yourself how to be happy. You cannot follow them. Like Arjuna, you cannot be. Like Draupadi, like Prahlad Maharaj, like Ambarish Maharaj, fire was coming. Death was coming. And he was. What? Standing. Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. And miracle went. And that fire was finished. So, you know Draupadi? She was in the assembled gathering began. And Dushasan with her, power of
10,000
elephant, he was
snatching cloth.
But he fell. Draupadi was not nervous at all. She was. So if you will be there, surrender. And be humble. Be very humble. This is Saranagati. This is the symptom. External symptom of that seed, if seed has come really. Then first sprout like this. and then more. I may die. Anyone can cut me in pieces. So many, lakhs and lakhs. But I cannot give chanting, remembering. Like Prahlad and Haridas Thakur. So you should be ready for this. What have you given for Krishna? First thing, Krishna wants so many things. Fully dedication. Have you left your children, your father, mother? The love and affection of your most beloved wife, children, position, what you have given? Raghunath Das Goswami, you know? Sukadeva Goswami? Rup Sanatan, all? If you have given such thing, then or yell, that bhakti will come, that shraddha will come. And that, oh, very strong, this will come, that if anyone cut me pieces, I will not
give up.
He knows. He knows that I will not die. My soul is eternal. Anyone cannot touch. He knows. So he has no what?
Fear
or anything. So peace must be there. And what is that? Last fraction. Shraddha. Oh, you should define something. You should speak.
This might not be better. After a few more minutes, it is better.
Oh, you lost something. We are telling all things for you.
It's telephone.
Oh, you should have told that. Oh, I have no time. Keep it.
We have the telephone to
my wife.
We said it was my wife.
Be ready for bhakti if anyone wants your. What? Most of
it.
I have shut off the phone.
So Srila Gurudev is speaking about Shraddha and the definition of Shraddha as being the last particle that. In other words, the very beginning seed stage of praying, that it is coming in its very initial stages, like a plant, like a seed which is planted within the heart. And Gurudev was explaining that when this Shraddha is there, then Guru, he will plant this seed within the heart, and he will give the seed of bhakti, which is called bhakti lata bij. The seed of the transcendental vine-like creeper of bhakti, of devotion. So that seed is actually the tendency in a soul that I want to serve Krishna. It is called Krishna Seva Vasana, the tendency to serve Krishna. So when someone has connected with Sri Gurudev, then this seed will be there within the heart. And the external symptom is Shraddha. So Shraddha is defined. In general terms in English, we call it like faith. So Shraddha Shabde Vishvas Kohe Sudridha Nishchay Krishna Bhakti Koile Sarva Karma Krikahoy. Srila Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami has told this definition in Chaitanya Charitamrita. The word Shraddha. Shraddha means Vishvas Kohe Sudridha Nishchay. That means that he is firmly, firmly convinced, sudridha nishchoy, completely convinced that Krishna bhakti koile, if I perform bhakti to the lotus feet of Krishna, if I serve the lotus feet of Bhagavan, then sarva karma kritahoy, all of my other duties, all of my other responsibilities within life, they are all automatically taken care of. I don't have to separately endeavor to try to accomplish them. Just like in Gita, Krishna is telling, Sarva Dharman Parityajya Mam Ekam Sharanam Braja. So here Krishna is telling all the conditioned souls that they should give up, they should abandon all other dharmas. This is referring to the material dharmas of this world, the responsibilities and duty to one's family, society, nation, etc., etc. So all of these dharmas are temporary dharmas. They have nothing to do with the eternal soul. And Krishna is telling to all jiva souls, sarva dharma prityajya mam ekam sharanam braja, that you should simply surrender to me alone. And aham tvam sarva papevyo moksha ishyami. I will protect you. You don't have to worry about any other responsibilities if you will incur any kind of karma or sinful reactions from not taking care of those duties. I will protect you from them. Ma shuchaha. You don't have to worry or you don't have to fear. So here Krishna is telling that one should perform sharanagati, as Gurudev was defining the six limbs of sharanagati. And if someone has shraddha, and if someone has this seed of bhakti planted within their heart, the symptom will be there, that he is performing sharanagati in his life. He has this firm conviction, I only have to serve Krishna, and everything else will be accomplished by this. So this is the very beginning stage of the pathway and the stages of development from Shraddha all the way up to Prem Bhakti.
Thank you. This Shraddha is of two kinds. Shastra Avadharana Mai and Madhurya Mai. No. First Laukiki and second is Paramarthi. Laukik Shraddha cannot take you to O Anna Bhilashita. Krishna Seva Vasana. It cannot help. But if you have Laukik Shraddha, if any pure sadhu is coming to your house and you pay respect or giving some favorable things to him, then by his association that Laukiki Shraddha can be transferred into Paramarthiki. But Paramarthiki Shraddha is needed. After that, Paramarthiki Shraddha is of two kinds. Shastra Avadharanamai. Krishna has told that anyone serving their father, mother, wife, husband, children, serving his country, serving other things, social services to all. Oh, it cannot save you. You will have to go to hell. Fearing by this, anyone wants to serve Krishna. And bhakti yoga he begins, Shraddha. And madhurjamai bhakti, anyhow, by his fortune,
past impression
of
previous lives,
then he goes to that kind of association. And he is sitting in the council of Srila Sukadeva Goswami, in the council of Rupa Goswami, in the council of Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur, especially nowadays in Bhakti Vinod Thakur council, and then also to our Gurudev and Srila Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaj. This is only the process. This is. You should understand that there are so many worldly things, very necessary, but we can give up for bhakti. We don't want to lose a moment. Because all these things cannot make me happy, or Krishna. So, you should understand it fully. That if anyone be in the council of, like Parikshit Maharaj and so many, 88,000 of Rishi, Maharshi, and so many Mayavadi also were there in the council of Sukadeva Goswami. And he was so powerful, he inspired in the heart of all were pure bhakti. So if you are not qualified, even you will go in very powerful association of bhakti. Especially, I told you, Srila Rupa Goswami Council, Rati Raghunath Goswami,
Chakravarti
Thakur, Bhakti Vinod Thakur, or others. You can gain that seed of bhakti. And Madhurjamai Bhakti. Madhurjamai Shraddha. Anyhow, by any fortunate, you have both. Very rare, but anyhow, for any of your past activities, impressions, or in this life, you have that transcendental saddha. But if not, it is waterized in Harikatha, Sravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu Smaranam, in the Council of Heart, then it may dry. And it will not work fully dry. So both saddha will be there. I know so many. They receive Bhakti Lata seed. And so many, I think that in this council there are so many devotees who are brahmachari, totally surrendered to their Gurudev, Srila Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaj, your Prabhupada. No? Anyone make question or have questions that why Narayan Maharaj don't tell Prabhupada?
Another Gaudiya Mathas.
Only ISKCON leaders. But why then, and my question is that why they don't tell Tamal Krishna and others?
Prabhupada.
Why they don't tell?
They order the disciple to address them.
And what will be if they will call their Gurudev Prabhupada, then what will be? In a moment they will be. So our Gurudev told me, and all the disciples of the Prabhupada, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati, they told that everyone, all the disciples, they have
right reserve
to tell their Gurudev Prabhupada. No harm. All can tell. They have right to tell. No one can
check them. And it's not opposite of
Siddhanta. But even we have all the disciples of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta. We have made a sankalp in our heart that we will not take the
title
of Prabhupada. It will be reserved from Prabhupada. And my Gurudev told, you can also tell me Prabhupada, but I tell that, try to obey me. So we are obeying our Gurudev. Your Gurudev told that you can tell me Prabhupada. No harm, you can tell. But don't press me that you should also tell him Prabhupada. I have more affection than Prabhupada. So much more. You cannot
imagine
how I have love and affection and service mood to him. Only speaking Prabhupada will not do. I know those who always repeated Prabhupada. Prabhupada in Kirtan, Prabhupada in everywhere. Where there are now, no trace at all Prabhupada disciples. Where they are against Prabhupada. No devotees at all. They criticized Swamiji, their Gurudev. They had doubt that whether he is
omniscient
or not. They have doubt. And for this doubt,
Samsayatma vinasati.
Or they all ruined. They went in lust, sense gratification, taking flesh and fish, eggs, wines and everything. So remember this. So what I was telling in the beginning?
Shraddha will go away if it's not waterized by Harikatha.
If that kind of Shraddha has been attained anyhow, luckily, fortunately, but not waterizing, not hearing Harikatha. Anusuniyat. What is the meaning of Anusuniyat? Nirantaram.
Continuously under guidance.
And that is why it has been told if your anartha has gone mostly, even Srinivatansa katha. Punna samana kirtana. What is the meaning? You can do it. What is the meaning?
Shrimratam Svakata Krishna Punyashadana Kirtana Vidyanta Sohya Bhadrani Vididanti Savit Satam. This verse from the second chapter of Srimad Bhagavatam, first canto, means that simply by hearing Shrimratam, the Svakata Krishna, Krishna's own kata about the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, Punyashadana, this hearing itself is pious activity or punya, will give you great merit. And even more, punya shravana kirtanam, vidyanta sto abhadrani. Abhadra means auspiciousness, and abhadra means that which is inauspicious. So this hearing of Krishna katha from the lips of a liberated soul, just as our Śrīla Prabhupāda told us, one should hear the chanting from the lips of a pure devotee of the Lord. Otherwise, hearing chanting from those who are not pure devotees of the Lord will cause a poisonous effect. So he warned us right in the very beginning, one should hear such things as Krishna katha, the holy name of Krishna, from a pure devotee of the Lord. And as we're hearing, this is a very high position to be a devotee of the Lord. Bhakti, first we have to get through Sharanagati, and I think having heard about the six steps of Sharanagati, I think we can all understand where our devotion lays at this time. So, Vidanoti Sarisatam, it will completely cleanse away all the inauspiciousness that is accumulated within our hearts over many millions of births. Once, one devotee who was greeting Srila Gurudev every morning, I didn't get a chance to speak yesterday, so I wanted to give a little offering here for Srila Gurudev also. A devotee didn't appear at that morning greeting of Srila Gurudev when he would come back from his walk. And he said, "Oh, where is she? Oh, Srila Gurudev, she's gone to chant her rounds." He said, "Go tell her that one moment of association with me will save her thousands of years of chanting her rounds." So this is the effect of the association of a pure devotee, that it accelerates that process of cleansing, because on our own, we don't have the qualification, the adhikar, to get out of this material existence. And another bound or conditioned soul cannot free or unbind another conditioned soul. It was going to require the association of a liberated soul to free us up from all the dark world material existence that we have encaptured in. But it's also going to require some effort on our part. It's not going to just be all grace in a sense. That will come later at a higher stage. But in the beginning, we must show some effort also to get the mercy of the pure devotee, that we are like in a well, he is throwing us a rope. So we have to hold on to the rope. He won't pull us out, but we also have to hold on the rope. Once Srila Gurudev was written a letter that, "Oh please, this mountain that we have to cross over, all these anarthas to get to the plane of bhakti, it seems so difficult to cross over." Srila Gurudev wrote back, I have gone to the top of that mountain many times, and I will gladly take you by your hand and guide you there. So do not worry. But you have to use your own 2 feet. You will have to walk. So, Shunbhatana Sakata Krishna, Putnya Shavana Kirtana, Hridyantasto Bhadrani, Vitanoti Shirtsatam, hearing from the lips of a pure devotee of the Lord will cause this cleansing action in the heart. The biggest question I find when we go around preaching, everyone asks me 2 things, everywhere we go recently especially, that why do you accept Srila Narayan Maharaj as your Siksha Guru or guide? And secondly, how is this not disloyal to your Srila Prabhupada, or our Srila Prabhupada in many cases? So, this idea comes from a lack of knowledge about the necessity of associating with a pure devotee of the Lord. That even Srila Prabhupada wrote in Madhya Lila 2271, and here he's paraphrasing something by Srila Jiva Goswami, that if the Madhyama disciples of a Mahabharata, Uttamadikari, don't continue to hear the Srimad Bhagavatam in the association of a liberated Uttam Adhikari devotee, they will make no more progress. Jiva Goswami has said the same thing, that after the Uttam Adhikari leaves, those disciples in the Madhyama Kanishtha stage who have not attained their liberated position under his guidance during his manifest presence, if they don't, immediately take shelter of another pure devotee, they will make no more progress. So we see there's a continued continuity between our acharyas. And therefore, Srila Gaurdeva is also stressing this point about association with pure devotees for rapid advancement in Krishna consciousness, which we should all be interested in.
Thank you. Continue to this sloka. Also, it has been told, Nasta prayesu avadresu nityam bhagavat sevaya bhagavat yuktuttam sloke bhaktir bhavati nashtiti bhidyate hridaya granthi chindyanto sarvasansaya chyante chascha karmani drishta eva nishtha. Very carefully you should hear.
Nasha Praishu Abhadreshu Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya. Those of us who spent years in the ISKCON movement, we know this shloka very well, because we used to say it before Srimad Bhagavatam class. So, Nasha Praishu Abhadreshu Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya. Here, Srimad Bhagavatam is telling us directly, if we perform constant Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya, if we serve both the Srimad Bhagavatam itself by constantly hearing the Srimad Bhagavatam and also the other Bhagavat, which is the Mahabhagavat, the personality Bhagavat, the pure devotee of Krishna, by these practices of service to them, Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya, then all of the abhadras that are within the heart, nasta praishu abhadreshu, all of the inauspicious things that are hampering our continued advancement and being properly firmly situated in the path of bhajan to the lotus feet of Bhagavan, those abhadras will be almost eliminated. Not completely. Here it says praishu. Nashta praishu. So, not complete elimination, but elimination up to a certain point, which enables that devotee to perform bhaktir bhavati naishtiki. That means completely fixed in the stage of nishta, not wavering, not unnishtita bhakti, not the unsteady performance of bhajan, but steady performance, constantly being engaged. Bhagavati uttama shloki, to the lotus feet of uttama shloka Krishna, who is glorified by so many beautiful poetical stanzas and verses composed by the most highly realized souls. So, When this stage arrives, then vidyate hridaya grantis chidyante sarva samshaya chiyante chasya karmani drishta evatmanishvare. So vidyate hridaya granti. Within the heart, there is a granti. Granti means a knot. So this knot in the heart, it is being formed from all of our anartas and the three modes of material nature and the tendency toward kama, lobha, and lust, anger, and greed, and such. So this process of performing pure devotion to the lotus feet of Bhagavan, constantly serving Bhagavat, then vidyate hridaya grantis. This knot in the heart becomes pierced. Vidyate hridaya grantis, chityante, sarvashamshaya, and all doubts which are causing us to be unsteady in our devotion to Krishna, then these doubts also become slashed. And kshiyante chasya karmani, the cycle, this chain of constant karmic reactions, constantly coming, both pious and impious reactions, they also become terminated. And then, drishta evatmanishvare. Then one becomes capable of actually having the ability to perceive the Supreme Lord Himself, Atmanishvare, as being the Ishvara, the controller of one's own soul, as one's own worshipable deity. So this is the various shlokas in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Tada rajas tamo bhava kama lobha dayaschaye cheta etair anavidham stitam sattve prasidati. So when kama, lobha, greed, lust, anger, and such, when they become reduced, then when the cheta, the pure consciousness of the heart, of the soul, begins to become very clear, stitam sattve prasidati, then one becomes situated in sattva-gun, no longer constantly harassed and controlled by the lower impulses of the modes of nature, stitam sattve prasidati. And he becomes self-satisfied, prasidati, within the heart. Evam prasanna manaso bhagavad bhakti yogataha bhagavat tattva vidyanam mukta sangasya jayate. So at this time, evam prasanna manasa, now the mind and the heart become very pleased, very situated in this stage of tranquility, now no longer agitated by the modes of nature. Evam prasanna manaso bhagavat bhakti yogataha. Now he becomes firmly situated in bhakti to the Lord. Bhagavat tattva vijnanam. Now he gains practical knowledge and realization of the Supreme Lord. It is no longer theoretical. Now he has bhagavat tattva vijnanam and mukta sangasya jayate. Now he becomes actually a liberated soul. No longer is he controlled by the modes of material nature. So this is all, this whole process is accomplished through the service, Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya, constantly hearing Srimad Bhagavatam and constantly serving the pure devotee Bhagavat, as we have been discussing. This is the essential ingredient for this whole process to be able to work.
Very good. Thank you. One thing. I know so many. Always reading Chaitanya Charitamrita, Srimad Bhagavatam, and other Goswami Granth. But you should know, only reading will not do. Ja Bhagavat suno Vaishnava sthane. Your reading will not do. You cannot understand the deep meaning. You can read 100 and 1,000 times. Oh, it will not give so much effect. Only some effect. But when you go, anusuniyatja, it has been told in this continuation of the Yashoda, that, anusuniyatja.
Yashyam vaishu yamane am krishne
parama purushe.
Bhakti rupa tite pungsa shokamo
vayapata. Then bhakti will come. You are taking shelter of Srimad Bhagavatam. But how? You should read, you should hear, always those who are superior. Rashi, Nigamakalpa Torur Galitam Phala. Sukamukhad Ambrita. Pivata Bhagavatam Rasam Bhagavatam Muhur Horashi. It has been told the process. Go, take shelter and serve your Rashik Vaishnava. Those who know all kinds of truths, Krishna Tattva, Radha Tattva, Prem Tattva, Maya Tattva, Jiva Tattva, Guru Tattva, everything they know, all kinds of Tattva. And they are realized souls, like, or even not, but very sincere. Serving Gurudev, serving Vaishnavas, Bhagavat, Mahabhagavatam. Like three kinds of Bhagavatam. Oh.
Murchit Kasaya, Nirdut Kasaya, Prapta Parsad Bhagavat Deha.
First stage is of Narad. Second,
Sukhdev Goswami.
Sukhdev Goswami, Nirdhut Kasaya. And third, Prapta liberated Parsad Narad. Nirdhuk
Prapto
Parsad. These are three Bhagavats. Anyone should be like Narad. Or in the guidance of Narad. Better we should take guidance of Srila Rupa Goswami. Everything will conclude. And here Bhagavat there, Chaitanya Charitamrita, all the books of Goswami, more superior than Vedas, Brahma Sutra and others. Very quickly you can achieve Bhagavat mood. So don't try to read. You can read Srimad Bhagavatam. You can read Chaitanya Charitamrita, other books. But try to hear in any association of any high class of voice. Then it will very effective. Otherwise, no. Even that Shraddha has come, that I told. This Shraddha or Bhakti, the beginning of Bhakti, that in this stage of Shraddha, Bhakti is two kinds, Naishthiki or Naishthiki. Where there is Nishtha, that he expressed all this. And where there is no
steadiness.
I think it would be better that we should continue to explain tomorrow in class, because it becomes so much late for me and it disturbs my health. So please excuse me for this. If I was okay, or till 10, I would have continued it. But I cannot. But I think I have a request to the speakers, Shyam Rani, Padmanam Maharaj, Aranya Maharaj, and others, a special request, that they should come in time.
Start in time.
In class. As I come, 5 minutes, 10 minutes, before time, I always keep very
punctual.
Control,
punctual
time. If you are not punctual, you cannot walk in morning. Then how you can be healthy, wise then?
Healthy, wealthy and wise.
Healthy then. So be punctual first. I try that never, in a special reason it may be, but always in my whole life I am punctual. Try to be punctual. Not 1 minute. So, I request all the speakers that should they establish this thing and they should come in time, because so many devotees, and not only one, I think that not less than 400 devotees, we will wait for you. So, you should try to come in time and give classes. Go, Prema, Krishna Dharma. When you have arranged drama play?
Last day.
Only one day. Only one drama.
Tomorrow.
Very good. So you should be. I want that you should do Braj Leela or Mahaprabhu Leela, that all should weep and all should laugh. I want that. And all should be inspired. Krishna Lord.
Yes. Names.
Hare Krishna. Some devotee has requested for initiation. So initiation tomorrow at Jalakar Prabhu's house. He has to arrive, he has to be present there between 7:45 to 8 a.m. We shall start initiation 8 a.m. So who has requested, they must be identified by the devotee. And for male devotee, have to shave their hair.
Recommended.
They must be recommended by the devotee, and for male devotee, have to shave their hair. So initiation tomorrow between 7:45 to 8 a.m. And fire sacrifice will take place here 4th February 10 a.m. And today some devotee has taken Gurudev Maharshi will give initiation for 3 devotees. Now Gurudev will announce their spiritual new name.
Please stand up, Dr. Mike.
Madhusudan.
Huh? Madhusudan Das. You? Madhusudan Das Prabhu ki.
Chandrika.
Oh, Chandrika Devi. Chandrika Dasi. Chandrika, you know? Muni Chandra. His life very sweet and smooth. Light. But that moon has no light itself, only from Radhika. So Chandrika Dasi is Radha Dasi.
Thus ends the class on the 2nd of February 2003 in the afternoon in Alachua. Hare Krishna.